broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 25th in the year of our Lord 2023. This is our one of two in the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land. That is the Constitution for the United States of America. It's got checks and balances, folks. It's got jurisdictional boundaries. The problem is, domestically, the government does not want to obey. That is the problem. You know, we think of enemies foreign and domestic, and we never in the past have thought of that as being our government. Now, sadly, the government seems to be the greatest provocateur, the greatest insurrectionist. You can say, wow, Sam, those are bold terms. Well, when Joe Biden and Hunter Biden literally are pay to play with communist nations, getting filthy lucre, Kevin, former speaker, currently Mike, MAGA Mike Johnson, second former speaker, and others documenting the criminal activity, saying we've got the goods on them, but no arrests. Need I say more, ladies and gentlemen? That is the quintessential problem. All right, quickly before we get to our guest and our topic today, yesterday's show. Well, let me say this. The last 2 days I haven't done radio. Took off for Thanksgiving. Took off on Friday. Had some health things to take care of, number one. Number two, it's kind of a great time to take a break. I rarely do that. Oftentimes I'm live on Thanksgiving. But on Wednesday, we had on Lance Migliaccio and George Ballantyne, hosts of the Big MIG broadcast. Yeah, powered by Truth, thebigmig.com to learn more. They're on Facebook, Truth Social, literally everywhere. What are the keys to true happiness? What is the good life? I asked that, talked about that in detail, second hour on Tuesday. But on Wednesday, we drilled into that a little bit with Lance and George. Then we had our guest on, Dinesh D'Souza, political commentator, author, filmmaker. He has written over a dozen books. He says, by the way, it's closer to 20 books now. Several of them, believe it or not, New York Times best sellers, I might add. Dinesh D'Souza.com for his website. And we talked about the fact that Dinesh was a policy advisor back in the Reagan administration. We talked about Donald J. Trump. Dinesh D'Souza exposed the fraud of the 2020 election in his film, 2,000 Mules. Well, Donald's right about that. Dinesh is back now with another film exposing the witch hunt that the deep state has against Donald Trump and the rest of us. He's coming after you too, says Donald. Who? He? The deep state, right? The police state is coming after all of us, folks. Dinesh understands this and is blowing the whistle on all of it. So some say the deep state, but we got to really think about the police state because they're really one and the same as the problem. Dinesh D'Souza says the police state is a movie that I never wanted to make because I never wanted America to get to the point where a film like this would even need to be made. I feel like the animal who alerts the herd to approaching danger. Yeah, but I had to make the film because we're there. We're not quite there in terms of in your face, but we're there in many ways behind the scenes, and he wants to blow the whistle before it's too late so he can take precautionary steps, he says. You want to learn more? PoliceStateFilm.net. PoliceStateFilm.net. It costs money to watch it because films are expensive to make, but I watched it. It is riveting. It is concerning. And there's not a lot that I didn't know, but there's a few things that I'm a little bit concerned about. One of them is how in bed the government is. Yeah, you think the deep state might just be rogue cops, or the deep state might be one party or the other party. Those aren't really government agencies, these parties, right? But no, the deep state literally directly relates to the FBI, the Justice Department, the CIA, in bed with the Homeland Security, in bed with non-governmental private organizations. Yeah, they call them human rights groups. And they're literally in bed with government from top to bottom. That is the point. And it is rough when you really think about what's being done. All right. Dan Gambino basically says this. The police state isn't coming. It's already here. The signs are everywhere. And what once you recognize them, your senses will be heightened to the danger we are already in. There is nowhere to hide. They have their lists. And the only question left is, are you next? Sadly, they've had me next big time. Anyway, we continued the second hour. Dinesh had to fly, but we continued to talk about it. And we talked about Nuremberg trials a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, how we need Nuremberg trials. Literally, Anthony Fauci now has been caught destroying evidence just like Hillary Clinton did. Yeah, we need World War II style Nuremberg trials. We also then talked to our buddy Dave Williams. Dave Williams was a former rep in Colorado, but now he's elected to be the lead battered Colorado GOP, I don't know what you want to call it. They wanted him to be the Colorado Republican Party chairman in an effort to bring it back to some conservative, some semblance of conservative roots. Dave is a great guy. And we talked about this. Colorado judge ruled January 6th was an insurrection. How dare him? A gunless insurrection? The only person that murdered somebody is a government official with protection, an insurrection without guns? How does that work? Anyway, the judge ruled it an insurrection, but then said, hey, we're going to order the state secretary to put Trump on the ballot. She ruled that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment was not meant to cover, quote, U.S. presidents. Anyway, the Epoch Times, Catherine Young, with that piece. The judge denies Trump's request to strike the inflammatory statements about January 6th from the record. He said, look, this is inflammatory. I'm guilty of nothing, and you can't say that it was an insurrection and that I led it because there is no insurrection. Well, the judge refused that, too. So now they've got it on the books that it's an insurrection. The only thing they got to do now is tie you and I and everybody else to it. They hate us all and they want to throw us in jail. Yeah, they are weaponizing government, ladies and gentlemen, at every level, including now the IRS, to target conservative groups once again. Remember the Lois Lerner days? Well, now they've been fueled with 87,000 more agents and they're on a bender. It is crazy. Now, Elon Musk files lawsuits against Media Matters. And then Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton launched an investigation into the media group. So there's a few people fighting back, but it isn't enough. We finally talked about, hey, if Trump wins in 2024, who will be his VP pick? Some are saying it'll be Tucker Carlson. I wish it was going to be somebody like Roy Moore personally. But time marches on. Time will tell. Will Donald be in prison or president or both or neither? What's going to happen? Vivek Ramaswamy, some people think he's a great guy. I think he says a lot of wonderful things. RFK Jr., very similar. If both of them went independent, what might happen? Very, very interesting questions. But what does this all have to do with today's show? The answer is they are coming after us all. That is the problem. And they are developing documentaries. They're developing films. They're developing articles. They're setting the stage. They're working with the FBI, Homeland Security, Justice Department, IRS, FBI, CIA, Homeland Security. I mean, I can keep going, right? All the way down to your local level. And what they're doing is infiltrating law enforcement, these communists, these socialists. That's my opinion of who they are. And they are stirring up law enforcement against we the people. And they're doing documentaries. They did a documentary called In the Sheriff We Trust, mocking conservative constitutional sheriffs who believe keeping their oaths of office matter. It goes on and on and on of the documentaries they're creating against us. Well, there's more. That's what we're here to tell you about today. We have no other than Casey Whalen with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's an investigative journalist. He's a videographer. He's the proprietor of North Idaho Exposed. He does a phenomenal job. You can find his incredible work at caseywhalen.substack.com. Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, and then Whalen, W-H-A-L-E-N. So it's just like it sounds, caseywhalen.substack.com. Let's skip the break and introduce Casey back to Liberty Roundtable Live. Welcome, sir.
Good morning, Sam. Thank you so much for having me on again. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Casey, they have gone, I mean, it was bad before, but they are ratcheting up the hate, the rhetoric, the lies, the dishonesty, the documentaries in ways that are absolutely diabolical, to say the least. Dinesh D'Souza's Police State film is great. I submit to you, though, that I don't even know that it goes even close to far enough from what we're really uncovering as you and I and others research this, Casey.
Yes, that's correct. I've been focusing more locally in my area of North Idaho and have uncovered essentially a network of human rights organizations working in tandem, carte blanche, with members in, for instance, the Idaho State Police to report directly to the FBI of any type of, you know, like, for instance, there was a Catholic Rosary Walk. We talked about this last time in Coeur d'Alene during the Pride in the Park event on, I think it was June 11th of last year. And there was this Catholic Rosary Walk was in a separate park, some 500 yards away. And the people that were hosting this Pride event in the other park asked the Idaho State Police to report this Catholic Rosary Walk to the FBI, and they did. And so that's kind of what I'm trying to uncover and show people is that, like you said in your intro, it is here, it is now, and people need to understand this more. And if people go take a look at my Substack, I just put out a new article called United Against Conservatives, which is a play on a program that the U.S. District Attorney's Office of the United States, the Attorney General Merrick Garland, launched a campaign called United Against Hate, to inform the public on how to report your neighbor with the help of the FBI and DOJ of any type of hate incidences. So we are in the thick of it right now.
Now, most Americans are going to be like, well, that's fine. Who cares? I'm against hate, too. That's a fair assessment if we were talking about true hate, if we were talking about true breaking the law, true evil behavior. The problem is when you and I use terms and they use terms, it's a different discussion. In my opinion, you can love or hate anybody you want to. Thoughts are no crime. It's when you commit acts against someone that breaks the law that you got a problem. The problem is they look at this differently, though. They've become the thought police, and they're the ones that define the terms. And when you and I use terms and they use terms, we're not even on the same planet for our discussions, Casey.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's so at these events, I went to two of these, one last November and one just about 2 weeks or so ago in Sandpoint, Idaho, and the DOJ and FBI, out of, you know, both sides of their mouth will say, hate is not illegal, but make sure you report those hate incidences, and a hate incident is any bias against race, religion, gender, that sort of thing. And so you can easily contact the DOJ and FBI. They will get back in touch with you and you can report these types of things. So they are creating a list. I spoke with one of our local FBI agents, Bryant Gunnerson, locally. I have a recorded phone call with him. I asked him what is white nationalism? We talked about this last time, and he said, that's a good question. I don't know. It just shows the absolute hypocrisy of this entire thing. So they are proactively getting the communities in my area to report conservatives, essentially, for, you know, anything that they don't like. And so this is real. It's happening now. These lists are being created. And the FBI agent that I spoke with also told me they want to know what the left, the right, and the center are doing. So it's an all information awareness campaign.
It is an all information awareness campaign. They do want to know what we're all doing. However, and this is something people need to really understand, they don't have the same standards when they discover what we're doing. So if Sam Bushman says, hey, I love God, I love family, I love country, and I define God as the Christian God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if you will. And if I define the family as the God-ordained family, a male and a female created them, that's godly, that's biblical, that's scientific, male and female, and I think that family's wonderful, and it's the best fundamental unit of society we have for stability, for safety for children, for protection for women, for appropriate relationships. It's just the best, bar none. And I back that traditional family. And then I say country, I believe in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. I believe in the jurisdictional boundaries it articulates between the states, their own constitutions, and the general government. I believe in the separation of powers vertically and horizontally. So in other words, judicial, executive, legislative, etc. And I believe the rule of law matters here. And I stand up for all those things. I am virtually now terrorist, hate-filled, enemy number one. On the other hand, if I want to go ahead and riot and create Chaz in the middle of Seattle and drive the cops out of the cop station by the point of a gun or a bayonet, if I want to destroy private property, destroy police cars, harm people, create violence, and I'm on the side of the, quote, communists, socialists, liberals, leftists, whatever words you want to use for these people, I'm pretty much carte blanche and justified in my doing so. In fact, after all, I've been downtrodden and beaten and wronged for so long, it's about time. I mean, isn't that really what's happening when they discover the truth about what's going on? Right, wrong doesn't matter. Obeying the law doesn't matter. What matters to these people is where I sit in the spectrum of what they deem good or evil, Casey.
Yeah, that's right, Sam. And another very interesting point of this United Against Hate event, which I couldn't believe this happened, to be quite honest, but one of the members of one of these tasks, there's human rights task forces in North Idaho, and they're separated by counties. So there's a Bonner County, there's Kootenai County, there's Boundary County, human rights task forces. And so at this event a couple weeks ago, Elise Hollenbeck, who I believe runs the Boundary County Task Force on Human Relations, made comments with the FBI and DOJ there, defaming, you know, going after, she mentioned Christians and white nationalists, and she also was defaming the John Birch Society. So it's just very one-sided, and, you know, people are being set up to be attacked by people that may not like what they're doing. And now, you can see that video in the Substack article, too, and you can see in her own words, you know, this is the mindset of these people.
Now, let me talk about the way this is going down. Whatever they are doing, they blame on us. We all know that as classic projection. So they say that I'm trying to infiltrate law enforcement. Well, I am trying to teach law enforcement about the proper role of limited constitutional government based on checks and balances, based on the rule of law, based on the elected official's oath of office based on due process for the citizenry. That is true, but I don't call that infiltration. However, they are literally infiltrating law enforcement in a variety of ways. They are united against conservatives. Human rights organizations locally are connected to the feds, ladies and gentlemen, to target Christians and nationalists, whatever that means. And again, I say whatever that means because my view of what those terms are and your view of what those terms are different than their view. But listen to this. They're putting together cultural diversity training for new law enforcement officers at North Idaho College. Now, talk about who is infiltrating law enforcement. Think about that. They're putting together cultural diversity training for new law enforcement officers at North Idaho College. Now, diversity training means, hey, forget this God-ordained male-female stuff. Forget this traditional family and marriage stuff. Let's promote the transgender. Forget this, we're all God's children, let's behave like it stuff. Let's create a race war. Peace officer standards and training, ladies and gentlemen, they're pushing the DEI model. And we're going to talk about that in a second, but it relates to diversity, inclusion. But those words, again, sound great. Who wouldn't want diversity? Who wouldn't want inclusion? Who wouldn't want? But that is where the problems arise. People don't realize we're not talking about the same things at all. These are their buzzwords to make you feel okay with it. But the real words are, let's destroy America and replace it with a communist, godless society. And if you go against it, you are evil. You are the number one enemy. Casey, they're literally putting this diversity training in the colleges and in North Idaho. We've caught them at it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have reviewed that training program provided by POST, the Peace Officers Standards and Training, which, you know, mandates the how officers are trained in the state of Idaho. And it basically, that program is very tame right now. It's about 5 years old. There's not a lot about, you know, what we're dealing with right now, but it does open the door for that program to be revamped and for them to start adding more things to that cultural diversity training program. And even James Lindsay said it's a Trojan horse, basically. I showed him the program too. So it's not good. The sheriff also, he's, you know, not a huge fan of the things that POST is doing. So hopefully our sheriff can influence, you know, that curricula, you know, if it does come up, if they want to revamp the program. It's pretty tame, to be quite honest, but still, it does open the door for that to be revamped. And for that, you know, that type of ideology is there. So it is still very dangerous. One of the things I wanted to mention, though, is that these human rights or networks in the area, they all promote the Constitution, they say, and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights per the United Nations. And I mentioned this before on your show, but I wanted to reiterate this because it is important that the seven words that are in the Constitution, which are not in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, those seven words are petition, probable cause, trial by jury, due process, unreasonable searches, excessive bail, and free state. And so it really just emphasizes this is really, you can't promote the Constitution and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So essentially we have these human rights groups promoting, you know, the United Nations and the Agenda 21, the 17 Sustainable Development Goals. That's why things are so fervent now, is because the, you know, Agenda 21 is getting pretty close to being fulfilled in a lot of ways, or Agenda 2030. So I wanted to mention those seven words because it's very very important for people to understand that we have to, you know, make sure our sheriffs are upholding and defending the Constitution, because that is definitely where this is going next. These human rights groups in the past have focused on the sheriffs, as you very well know, and they're starting to promote this idea of county and sheriff supremacy, and you could maybe talk more about that.
Well, and they're using this as a wedge and a lie is what's really happening. And let me explain the wedge. Because we say sheriffs have tremendous authority in their jurisdiction, they then say we think the sheriff is supreme or has supremacy. Well, they use that same supremacy term for white supremacy. So now when that term gets used, it's the haters. The supremacists are the people that think they're above everybody else, and the haters. They can be white, they can be sheriffs, they can be anybody. I'll drill into this more and I'll show how the lie works. We got a lot to talk about with Casey Whalen. CaseyWhalen.substack.com in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News. News. I'm Laura Winters. The very latest this hour from the Middle East. It is day two of the four-day truce between Hamas and Gaza. This is the families of the 13 former Israeli hostages release photos and videos of their emotional reunions with loved ones at various Israeli hospitals. Their medical status listed as stable. Psychologically, how they are doing is not yet fully known. Hamas set to release more hostages this hour, and in exchange, Israel will be setting free more Palestinian prisoners. Israel estimates Hamas is still holding approximately 215 people, 10 believed to be American citizens, including a four-year-old girl whose parents were slaughtered by Hamas terrorists on October 7th. Posters of those still being held put up on lampposts and public spaces all across Israel so they are not forgotten. Meanwhile, in Nantucket, President Biden asked about why no Americans released yet.
I don't trust Hamas to do anything right. I only trust Hamas to respond to pressure.
Elon Musk is planning a trip to Israel next week to counter all the misinformation being spread about him on social media, some claiming he's an anti-Semite. Now, Musk is scheduled to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli President Isaac Herzog, and he's expected to tour areas, kibbutzes, destroyed and burned to the ground near the Gaza border, where Hamas terrorists slaughtered 1,200 Jewish people back on October 7th. More now on the story from USA's John Schaefer.
More than 20 House Democrats are jointly drafting a letter to Elon Musk asserting that his media platform X is spreading terrorist propaganda. The letter also alleges that the platform, formerly known as Twitter, is profiting from misinformation surrounding the Israel-Hamas conflict. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I know they're saying a great Thanksgiving message, but we got to tell you the truth, and we got to do it now. We're running out of time. These tyrannical thugs are just absolutely destroying our way of life. Casey Whalen with me, investigative journalist, well-known film documentary maker, and more. Idaho Exposed. We're talking about his website as well, where you can learn more about what he's doing. CaseyWhalen.substack.com is how you can learn about it. Look, there's a federal and state government national movement to target God-fearing Christian citizens. Hate is now, quote, illegal in the United States. Now, at first you might say, well, that's fine. Who wants to hate anyway? Well, if you and I defined hate the same way, maybe. But look, there's no law against even if you want to hate somebody. Now, I'm not for hating people. I'm just making a point here. I hate a lot of what people do. I hate the lies being told about gender and that guys can become girls and girls become guys. That's a flat-out satanic, straight-from-the-pit-of-hell lie. It isn't godly and it isn't scientific, but yet they say it, and if I stand up against it, see, I'm a hater. Well, that's the problem. Now, hate becomes illegal. Well, who defines and who creates the list of what hate is? Answer, Southern Poverty Law Center. Answer, Anti-Defamation League, right? They're literally targeting all of us. They're putting cultural diversity training for new law enforcement in colleges and in police training organizations. The ADL, that's the Anti-Defamation League, and the federal government now push to train local law enforcement Marxist ideology promoted by the Department of Justice, you heard me, and state fusion centers. Let's dig into that a little bit more, Casey, because this is really critical. They've got, they say we're infiltrating. They've already infiltrated, and they've been doing it for quite some time at every level of government. Casey?
That is correct, Sam. Yes. And actually, the documentary that I just shared with you recently, it's from DW out of Germany, and it's entitled Idaho, USA, The New Wild West. And in that documentary, you will see, it's at the 29-minute mark. You don't need to play it necessarily, but it highlights and showcases something called Regional Intelligence Group 9, or RIG 9 for short. And that is a regional intelligence gathering. They gather information. They work with local law enforcement entities in Eastern Washington. And you can actually go to the DHS website, and you can look up the fusion centers by your state. There's generally one per state. And in Idaho and Washington, those fusion centers are run by the state patrol. And this is very chilling to me, because I know, like I said earlier, these human rights groups are asking people in the Idaho State Police, part of the fusion centers, to report this Catholic rosary walk to the FBI. That's how far down the line we are right now. And so in the documentary, you'll see then Sheriff Ozzie Knezovich out of Spokane County, you know, working with the people out of the Regional Intelligence Group 9, and that will really show you where we're at. I actually was in two of these reports that I know of, these Regional Intelligence Group 9 reports, and back in 2017 and 2018, I was doing more activism type things. I had received 120 full-size constitutions from the Idaho Secretary of State's office. I would then take those constitutions into the sheriff's departments and police departments while filming them, and they put me into two of these reports that were disseminated through the fusion centers, essentially, and sent to DHS, FBI, military, you name it, everybody, essentially, in that region of Eastern Washington, North Idaho. And there's also regional groups, like larger regional segments that share information too, which I haven't researched a lot yet. But suffice to say, we are very far down the line. You know, there's a chance you or your family could be reported in your community simply doing whatever you might be doing in your community. You can do records requests, actually, if you're curious. I encourage people to start doing records requests through the police departments and sheriff's departments, the Idaho State Police or the state police in your state. And I can talk more about records requests, but it's very important that people start doing that and trying to find the network in your area, because it's very simply just human rights networks working with law enforcement. So you can base your records requests off of that, and you can uncover what's happening in your community, because it most likely is happening where you live.
Yeah, let's wait till next hour. Next hour, I want to get more into this film, and I want to get more into this idea of the FOIA requests and what we can do about it, because people have got to push back. Right now, I want to talk about the history of the ADL, because people don't really understand. The ADL has been around for a long, long, long time. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has been around since, 1960-something, 1970. They've been around for 50-plus years, but the ADL has been around a lot longer than that. And really, it's hard to find out who takes marching orders from who, but we're learning, really, the ADL's at the core. And when they get bad exposure, then what they do is go to the Southern Poverty Law Center. When they get bad exposure, then they go to some of these human rights groups in an effort to, again, it's kind of like the Agenda 2021 stuff or whatever. Then it became Agenda 2030, and then it became, well, diversity, and then it became equity, and then it became sustainable development, and then it became, and then it cycles back around all these words and terms, and all they do is keep changing the names and the faces to protect their criminal activity. But let's talk about the ADL for a second. They've been around forever and abusing people for a long time, Casey.
Yeah, and actually, through research, I found that they were part of this regional group in my area, actually back in the 80s, and it was called the Northwest Coalition Against Malicious Harassment, and it consisted of the five most northwestern states, and some of the outlets or groups that were part of this network were like the Montana Human Rights Network, of course, the ADL, B'nai B'rith. There's times when I'm seeing the SPLC having contact with some of the members of this group, and you have Idaho or, human rights commissions in the various states part of it. You have law enforcement that was part of this thing. And it was a way that in the 80s for these human rights groups to build capital and for them to learn how to do research, basically. Because now, as we know, the ADL, SPLC, we have our friends at the IREHR, the Institute for Research, Education, Human Rights, you know, the Western State Center, Montana Human Rights Network, all these groups have, you know, their own research arms or arm, and then they're doing, creating dossiers on you and me, and then they're disseminating that to the media and law enforcement, to the fusion centers. And so that's where a lot of this misinformation is coming from, is from the, you know, the ADL and these very human rights organizations.
Let's talk a little bit about the fusion centers, because I don't think people understand them. They're not really government, but yet they are. They're kind of regional clearing houses of information, but they're not really government, though. They're not state, they're not county, they're not necessarily federal. Now, they're kind of some of them are kind of controlled by the states, but I don't know how many of these were created by the proper role of, you know, legislative law. And it's very strange how these partnerships work, Casey.
Yeah, I'm at the DHS website here, and this is what it says as far as fusion centers. Fusion centers are state-owned and operated centers that serve as focal points in states and major urban areas for the receipt, analysis, and gathering and sharing of threat-related information between state, local, tribal, and territorial, federal, and private sector partners. And it's maintained by the governor of each state, essentially.
Authority come from? Hold on, which branch of government? You see, in America, this is where the Constitution matters. There's checks and balances. There's the legislative branch. Those are the people that make laws. They're only allowed to make laws pursuant to the supreme law and pursuant to their own state constitutions. They're not able to make laws that upend that. So then you've got the executive branch, which carries out the laws at the very local level. It's the sheriff. Separate from that in a different jurisdiction is the governor. Separate from that in a completely narrow jurisdiction is the president of the United States. They're the executive branch. Then they've got the judicial branch, which is the courts, and they, you know, make rulings on things that determine, you know, hey, how does this law get interpreted? They don't make law, but anyway, there's divisions there. But if you look at one of these fusion centers, I don't see any check and balance in them at all. Who created them? How do they exist? How do they avoid all the checks and balances? That's where the problems start to arise when you really study these things. They are new creatures of tyranny, is what we're really talking about. Go ahead and skip the break. This is too good. They're literally tyrannical, Casey.
Yeah, and just kind of looking through, and I know it started after 2001. It says, there's a document here I'm reading. It says, since 2001, the federal government has provided significant grant funding, training, technical assistance, exercise support, federal personnel, and access to federal information and networks to support fusion centers. You know, so after 9/11, essentially, that's when this major push came, essentially.
There's really no
who's running the show here, you know, and essentially it's, you know, it comes down to the governor of the state who's responsible.
And I don't really know what this means, because who's in charge? Who makes the decisions? Where's the checks and balances? Where's the protection for the people? And where does the authority come from? This cannot be overlooked.
Yeah, and that's a major issue. For instance, I confronted the Idaho State Police when I found these emails through records requests that these human rights groups were asking this Catholic Rosary Walk to be reported to the FBI. And I emailed the district commander of of this area about, do you think this is acceptable for the for your officer to be reporting this to the FBI? And he turned it around on me and asked me if I was an activist or a journalist. So I took it up to the commander of the Idaho State Police out of Ada County, and he never replied to my email. So, you know, for instance,
but hold on, what does an activist or a journalist mean? And what they're trying to do is say, if you're an activist, you're the enemy. Okay? If you're a journalist, then what they want to know is, what side of the journalist coin are you on? Friend or foe? And friend or foe doesn't mean to the country, to the republic, to the Constitution, to the rule of law, to morality, to historical standards of decency and honor and integrity. It means, are you willing to carry the ball for us or not? Right?
Yeah. Yep. So I think at this point, because I know the District 1 commander and the commander of the Idaho State Police were trained by the FBI, so there's a lot of that going on in the state patrol. And then you know, these very same people are running and maintaining the fusion centers, so it's very questionable. We need to, where I'm at right now is I'm going to start getting my legislators to try to intervene and break this up, because there's no other way to do this. For instance, even in that documentary that features then Spokane Sheriff Ozzie Knezovich, I was filming at the public safety building in Spokane, and Sheriff Ozzie was walking into the building, and I asked him, would you like to talk on camera about the Regional Intelligence Group 9 and the fusion centers? And he said, well, it's already public. And he told me verbatim that the state, or that the Sheriff's Department is the front line for the fusion centers. So I don't know how we can break this up, but something has to happen where we, you know, this has to stop. This is very dangerous territory where we're reporting our neighbors for things we don't like. And this is America. We can't let this stand. So I am encouraging people in Idaho to start notifying your legislators about this, if you could, and just bring awareness to this topic. It's so important.
Well, and I look at this and say, you mentioned that the FBI trains a lot of the fusion centers and a lot of the local law enforcement, that a lot of these fusion centers are trained by but the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're the ones that train the FBI, the Justice Department, and it trickles down from there. So now you've got this strange situation where the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center are not government. In fact, they've both been handily discredited in many, 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 many ways. You bring up the Catholics, and the Southern Poverty Law Center just got their head handed to them by feeding the FBI bogus information on the Catholics. Nevertheless, they have plenty of money. A lot of it's hidden offshore. And they're training the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and others. They're training law enforcement, which really means that when they train the FBI or the Justice Department, and then that trickles to fusion centers and that trickles to law enforcement, they're literally getting marching orders from non-government organizations with tied to communist agendas.
Yeah, and just
Casey, this is real.
Yeah, to highlight how crazy this is, through a record request, I have an email from the Oregon Department of Justice. It was sent to the Fusion Center in Oregon. It was then sent to the Coeur d'Alene Police Department, where I live, and it was the ADL asking the Coeur d'Alene Police Department to participate in a virtual training on the Great Replacement Theory. So, and that was last year. So this is something that's ongoing all the time, and I have proof of it happening in my community, where you have the DOJ sending this advert through the fusion center to our local police department. So that's how unabashed this is.
Now, the Great Replacement Theory is a term they've coined because white people traditionally, or Americans, I shouldn't even say white people per se, but Americans are saying, hey, we're having illegals come into our country, and eventually they're going to replace us. They're eventually going to outvote us. And what they want to do is divide by race and say it's a racial thing. The whites don't want the Mexicans to take over. They make it very politically charged. What it really is we don't want people to come into the United States who don't understand our rule of law, who don't understand America, who don't understand the checks and balances, who don't understand that we're innocent until proven guilty, who don't understand a lot of these fundamentals of due process and our elections and all the different things that make America great, that chain down government and protect the citizens and our rights and due process. We don't want that to be destroyed. Well, what they do is turn it into a racial discussion. And so then when we claim, oh, man, they're going to replace us, we're going to be outvoted, they say, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, that's a lie, that's goofy, that's white supremacy, that's crazy. However, even Joe Biden, and I'll get this clip together here in a minute, but even Joe Biden admits that it's happening. But the mainstream press continually says it's a conspiracy theory. Well, Joe Biden says, don't worry when the whites are the minority. I told everybody to be really kind to them. What? Okay, how do they say we're involved in a theory when even the president of the United States is documenting that it is happening and it's short in its fruition? Casey. I mean, what do you say to that? Even the president says so.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was muted there. Yeah, it's unbelievable. We're in a very dangerous, precarious place in our country right now. And I think really encourage people to learn about this reporting that's happening in your community. It's not too hard to find out about, actually. If you just look, you know, at your local state police, one example I can give is to find your local fusion center. And you can do that again by going to the DHS website. In Idaho, it's called the ICIC, or the IC2, and that stands for the Idaho Criminal Intelligence Center. And and you can actually do records requests through those fusion centers too, which we can talk about more later. But people just need to understand what's happening and try to find the players and just highlight it and expose it. I think that's all.
And let's be clear, the reason that you can do FOIA requests to them because they're government, and that's why whenever it's not government, you can't do FOIA requests necessarily, but when it's government, you can. So on one hand, they're claiming to be government. On the other hand, I question how they all got created, though. Like, take Fusion Center A, B, C. There's dozens of them across the country. There's like 80-some-odd Fusion Centers. Did they all get created the same way? If so, what law did it? The federal government's funding it. Who approved it? Congress? Or the president? Did he just designate or repurpose money for this? How did all this really go down? And part of the problem is we're struggling to connect all the dots, right?
Yeah. I mean, I just have to do more research. You know, there's so much. I've just been focusing on this human rights issue and, you know, I just don't know everything, but you know, this did come on the scene after 9/11, essentially. So, and now look at where we are. We're reporting our neighbor for things we don't like. So, this list thing is bad, you know. So,
all right, Liz, in the folder, look for this Biden clip. Biden says again, America will soon be a minority country. I just want people to hear it themselves, because when we say it, they say that's a whacked out conspiracy theory. Come on now. That's just a white supremacist crazy idea. Here's Joe Biden himself.
The fact is, we're going to be very shortly a minority white European country.
The fact is, shortly we're going to be a minority white European country. Now, it's not about black or white. That's the way they want to frame it. In my personal opinion, it's about those who understand the rule of law, those who understand American culture, what makes America unique, the checks and balances, the rule of law. It's a matter of that versus those who don't believe and or understand that is the real point. We're being infiltrated by many good people who want a better life. Don't blame them, but they still can't come here illegally. So illegal is one of the issues. But the other issue is we don't even know who's coming in. A lot of these people are communists, and they have a goal of coming here to destroy everything we hold dear. They claim that's not true, but it's factual. Casey, this is the problem, but there's Joe Biden admitting it himself. How do they call that a theory now?
Well, we know the name of the game is balkanization, and to destroy the country through all means necessary, and we're definitely seeing that across the board. Erosion of our borders, and you know, it's a bad state of affairs right now.
But when Joe Biden says again, because he said it back in 2015 as well, that the U.S. will be a minority And he says soon be a minority white country. Then the media runs around and says, oh, man, if Sam and Casey say it, it's a conspiracy theory. Wait a minute. Joe Biden, the president of the United States, is saying it. If it's not true, then Joe needs to be thrown in prison for lying. If it is true, then quit calling it a theory. Which is it? See, and this is where we need to start to stand up and demand accountability from these people. On one hand, they say, well, these fusion centers aren't doing any harm. All they're doing is taking care of bad criminals and terrorists. Well, that's true. The problem is, who's the bad criminal and the terrorist? Well, it's you Christians. That's who. It's you people that believe in traditional family. It's you people that believe in America. It's you people that believe in the rule of law. It's you. We have become the enemy. And if you take anything away from Dinesh D'Souza's film, The Police State, it comes back and highlights this. They're after you, my fellow listeners, me, Casey, all of us. They're not just after Donald Trump. They're after all of us. What they know is if they can take down Donald Trump or one of the lead, a very wealthy man and a man who used to be president, then they've proven they can take down anybody is the quintessential point there, Casey.
Yep, absolutely, and that's where this is going, and it's happening fast. I'm very concerned about this next year, to be quite honest. Because now these people they've been caught essentially, right? The J6, the truth about that is coming out, and across the board, these people they're losing the battle essentially, and so they're going to get backed into a corner and they're going to lash out. You know, I think with I don't know, we're going to see law enforcement start arresting people on a massive scale. I mean, that's very possible, right? So we just have to bring awareness to what's happening.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very serious topic. We're going to discuss it with Casey Whalen both hours because it's so critical. We haven't even talked about some of the key things we still need to discuss, and hour one's almost over. But Casey Whalen is an investigative journalist. He's a well-known videographer. He is the leader, the proprietor of North Idaho Exposed. His website, caseywhalen.substack.com, and he's documenting that the federal and state governments have a national movement to attack God-fearing citizens, folks. Hate is now illegal in the United States. The problem is they define hate, and hate is you. They're uniting against conservatives. Human rights networks in North Idaho and really across the country are all tied into these fusion centers, and they're all creating really a communist style rat on your neighbor, report against everybody, turn everybody in. They're creating this quote diversity training, which is what we're going to get into next hour. Okay, the ADL and the federal government and the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're pushing to train local law enforcement about Marxist ideology, to hate the people. Joe Biden blatantly says the U.S. will soon be a minority white country, but don't worry, I'll make sure they're nice to you when you're the minority people. It's okay. What on earth is happening? Well, this is happening at breakneck speed, and the problem is the American people aren't even cognizant of it. The Southern Poverty Law Center, almost 2 years ago, literally said Sam Bushman is the nexus of hate in America. And they sent a letter to Congress and asked it to be read into the congressional record. We have documented they've done so. Now the question is, what happened to the investigation? My congressman is supposedly looking into this for me. Meanwhile, Casey and I and others continue to do research on who these people are who want to destroy America. They claim we're the haters, but they're into classic projection. They are using their hate against the whole system. They're the ones committing insurrection. All right, in hour two, we're going to talk more about the documentary. We're going to talk more about this, how to do these FOIA requests. We're going to talk about Ammon Bundy, too, because he's named in this film, and his organization is named. We'll talk about it all with Casey Whalen in seconds. CaseyWhalen.substack.com. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. God save the Republic of the United States of America.